the Saturday dance.
What began as a party gag led to four of some of the most inept-sounding recordings ever made, not to mention a Grammy Award for Jonathan and Darlene Edwards. They're the alter egos of singer Joe Stafford and her husband, pianist and arranger Paul Weston. Weston and Stafford have plenty of impressive credentials under their own names. After her days as a member of the Pied Pipers, singing with Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra, Stafford recorded hit after hit in the 1940s and 50s, culminating in Columbia Records presenting her the Diamond Award as the first recording artist to sell 25 million records. Paul Weston has had a long and successful career as an arranger and bandleader, and was the founding president of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. The two have their own record label, Corinthian Records, and they've just reissued on compact disc Paul Weston and Joe Stafford recordings, along with Jonathan and Darlene's greatest hits.
Been invited on days, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Joe Stafford, when you're singing as Darlene, do you sway back and forth with your eyes closed?
In my mind, I do. In my mind, I do, wearing a hat and white gloves at all times, even in the recording studio.
One of the songs that you do is Alabama Bound, and it features you singing accompanied by a chorus of overzealous, overenthusiastic male singers.
Well, we did that as a sort of a put-on of the Mitch Miller sing-along. And the idea with these singers that backed us up, they were some of the best singers in town. And we just told them to be, you know, they sang very well, but a little, maybe a teensy bit, overenthusiastic. And but actually, they did their parts quite nicely, I thought.
I thought this record might be somehow a tribute to Mitch Miller. Now, this is interesting. You'd both worked at Columbia Records, where Mitch Miller was the head of Artisan Repertoire. Mm-hmm. How did he take to this little tribute?
We just never asked him.
And we've never heard.
I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round.
Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all that I'm worth, to put my gypsies in an upper berth.
Just hear that choo-choo sound.
What was the first time that you performed together as Jonathan and Darlene?
I would play piano at parties, you know, after Johnny Green and David Rose and everyone else had finished playing well. I would just play for the fun of it and play like Jonathan. And Joe became Darlene at the end of record sessions when Mitch Miller would send us out some junk to record and the guys in the band, and Joe hated it so much that she would do it as Darlene at the end of the session.
Just as a kind of a way to put down the song that we all hated anyway, just for fun.
So I can see how this tribute to Mitch Miller might have had a real special magic for you under the circumstances.
Boy, you hit it right on the button.
Joe Stafford, let me ask you a few questions about your real self. You had many very popular records during the Second World War. How were you choosing your material then? Did you especially look for records that you thought could really have an extra special meaning to people who were separated during the war?
Well, I think the songs that the songwriters wrote took care of that. You know, there were some great songwriters then, and I think that the times during the war years, I mean, the time sort of dictated the content of the material, and it was there, ready made.
What kind of stories did you hear from people during the war, then after the war, about what your songs meant to them, the kind of sentimental meaning the songs took on?
Oh, a great deal. As a matter of fact, I still get them. I still get letters saying, I first heard you at such and such a time during the war in someplace in the Pacific or flying over Europe. I still get them. And yes, many of the songs meant a great deal to them and to me. And I was often like the go-between between this fellow and his girl. And what I was singing was, quote, their song, unquote.
Paul Weston, I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
When you started to arrange for Capitol Records, You came up with a new sound that got the name of mood music. Describe the sound that you were working with.
Well, what I did in my mood music was to take and add strings to a dance band sound. I, you know, deeply resented later when it got, when it deteriorated into what they call elevator music, because we had great soloists, Eddie Miller and Matty Matlock and Ziggy Elman, on all those albums, and we, you know, kept a jazz feel. I enjoyed it because we were the first, at that time only Castellanets was doing a similar kind of music, but more on a classical scale. And it was fun sort of starting a trend.
When rock and roll started making it onto the charts in the 1950s, did that make things difficult for you both?
Well, at that time, I was doing television, and a lot of television, besides the recording. And there was a kind of an attempt to get me connected and to try and do some of that material. And it wouldn't work. I couldn't do it. And but my career continued on in television, which at that point was not that much affected by rock and roll. The music on television stayed pretty much the same for a number of years.
I was doing television then as a conductor. And, of course, we had, in the early days, they would have these rock artists as guests. And I did a show with The Doors with Jim Morrison. And
one.
And I did a show with the Mamas and the Papas, but they were called the Big Three at that time.
You know, Joe Stafford, you had a hit of You Belong to Me, and then the Dupree's had a rock and roll version of that years later. I was wondering what you thought of that when that made it onto the charts.
I don't think... I wasn't even aware of that until some kind of a seminar we had in which some young A&R man...
Snuffy Garrett.
Brought it up as a... He was using it as some kind of an example of a style that these people could do if they wanted to. And he made a big speech about this song, You Belong to Me, not realizing that I, who was sitting next to him, had been the first one to record it and had a tremendous hit from it. He didn't even know it.
And he said this song was recorded so many years ago by somebody, you know, old, you know. And Joe's sitting there next to him.
Anymore, either of you?
No, I don't know, huh?
No, the last thing we did was the Jonathan Darlene album, Darlene Remembers Duke and Jonathan Plays Fats, which we did about 5 years ago.
Oh, does Darlene continue to perform long after Joe Stafford had retired?
Now, why is that?
It's easier.
It's a lot easier, and you don't have to worry about the perfection I always tried to come up with.
Okay, well, you guys really know how to swing.
Beautiful.
You must take the A train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A train,
Joe Stafford and Paul Weston spoke to us from the NPR Bureau in Los Angeles. Jonathan and Darlene Edwards' Greatest Hits is on the Corinthian record label. This is Fresh Air.